200 years ago tomorrow, the British poet John Keats wrote one of the greatest short poems in the English language. It's about autumn, something Vermonters treasure, as do the countless tree peepers who visit the state every fall. The poem is exquisitely beautiful in language and image, and that's the principal reason it's such a beloved and frequently anthologized poem. In Keats's poem To Autumn, the season is personified as a person who conspires with the maturing sun how to load and bless with fruit the vines that round the thatch eaves run, to bend with apples the mossed cottage trees, and fill all fruit with ripeness to the core, to swell the gourd and plump the hazel shells with a sweet kernel, to set budding more and still more later flowers for the bees until they think warm days will never cease, for summer has o'erbrimmed their clammy cells. Autumn is also described as a woman or a harvester who can be found sitting careless on a granary floor, thy hair soft lifted by the winnowing wind, or on a half-reaped furrow, sound asleep, drowsed with the fume of poppies. With each reading of the poem, one notices new things, details, words, or concepts that enrich one's enjoyment of the poem. For example, the poem has 3 11-line stanzas, and one may notice that each stanza engages a different one of the human senses. The first stanza emphasizes how things feel. The second focuses on how things look. And the final stanza focuses on sounds, the loud bleating of full-grown lambs, the singing of hedge crickets and a robin, the twittering of swallows, and, my favorite because it describes a detail in nature that's easily overlooked, how, in a wailful choir, the small gnats mourn among the river sallows, borne aloft or sinking as the light wind lives or dies. One may notice, moreover, that the poem moves through autumn, from the peaking of nature's fruitfulness to harvest to, finally, the last days of autumn and inevitably approaching death. At the same time, the poem moves from early morning to midday and finally to dusk, with swallows gathering overhead. Some morning in the next several weeks, when you head out early and see patches of ground fog and morning mist, greet the autumnal day with the poem's first 2 lines. Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, close bosom friend of the maturing sun. It's a wonderful poem, and it makes me see autumn more keenly and enjoy it even more.